Hi, all. It is time for another rebroadcast from Happy Healthy Human Radio. I am away and traveling on my wedding and wanted to share some of my favorite episodes and some things that I think would be really useful and wonderful for you all in case you missed them. This podcast is all about routines in Ayurveda. Routine is really at the heart and center of Ayurveda and how we practice it in our daily lives. But like everything with Ayurveda, it has to be personalized and it's going to be different for every single person. And so this is an exploration of how you can start to build a routine based on what your Ayurvedic dosha is. Now, if you have no idea what your Ayurvedic dosha is, please head on over to BeHappyHealthyHuman.com. There is a Discover Your Dosha quiz. It'll give you a great rundown of what it is, and then you can come back, listen to this podcast, and maybe apply some really fabulous and simple changes to your life. And if you're interested in following along with my travels, please head over to Instagram. I'm at BeHappyHealthyHuman. Looking forward to talking with you when I get back to town. Talk soon. Bye. So this talk, this podcast today is all about a conversation that we had during my weekend retreat. I had an Ayurvedic retreat over in Virginia over this last weekend. It was fabulous, as I've already mentioned on some of the previous podcasts. But something that came up was about creating routines. So Ayurveda, if you don't know, sister science to yoga. It is the ancient Indian system of medicine, of healing, and truly just daily living. And in Ayurveda, they are all about the routine. They're all about having, they call it dinacharya, which is your daily rituals and your daily ways of living your life. It's a truly beautiful practice. And really how I like to think of the routines in Ayurveda is that you're just becoming a part of this circle that is life. So we have so many circles in our world. We have the circadian rhythms, ultradian rhythms, the lunar cycles, the earth around the sun, daily rhythms, seasonal rhythms, right? Like all of our life is made up of rhythms. And so Ayurveda would say, well, you need to have your own rhythms too. And so you can create routines that become like your rhythms. And just like seasons, what happens is your body starts to understand and get used to these seasonal rhythms as they come up, and thus you're able to be better prepared for them and feel better throughout them. So one example is going to bed at the same time every day. Your body will start to get tired at that time. It'll become easier to fall asleep at that time if you do it consistently every day. Or if you eat lunch at noon every day, your body will start to create digestive enzymes and secrete them right around noon, so you'll actually digest your food better. So by creating a routine, you're making life easier for your body and helping it work more effectively. Awesome. Routines are great. Can talk all about Ayurvedic routines, but something that came up in our conversations was about how you have to go about these routines differently based on your dosha, which is the Ayurvedic mind-body type. I like to think of this as Myers-Briggs on steroids. Now, if you don't know what your dosha is, you have no idea what I'm even talking about, head on over to BeHappyHealthyHuman.com. I have a Discover Your Dosha quiz. It's underneath the Ayurveda section. And that can help you understand what's the difference between these three doshas and which one's most relevant for you. So please pause, check that out. Super useful for all of your life, but also for this conversation. But the point is that because these mind-body types are different, you need to create routines differently based on what dosha you have. So a super simple example of this is that the Pitta type dosha is very good at creating routines. They love checklists. They love marking things off. They have lots of rules. They're very regimented, clean, put together. Like there's a strong sense of order in the Pitta world. And if you kind of try to add more routines on top of that, you know, it can become too rigid, too much Pitta. And man, you lose your flexibility. So you have your beautiful little routine and then your partner gets sick or someone comes home early or something changes and you can't handle it. And that's an excess of Pitta when you get so rigid that you can't be flexible or accommodating to other people's needs or even accommodating with yourself or when your needs change, because that happens as well. So we want to create routines in different ways based on what our dosha is so that we don't inflame our dosha, so that we actually keep it in balance.
So when you go about creating routines, just some things to keep in mind based on what your dosha is. Now, if you are, we'll start with Pitta since we're already talking about it. So Pittas, they already have really great checklists and routines and order in their lives. But like we mentioned, if they get too much into that checklist routine order, it can be really rigid and not great for them. So for Pittas, I'd say be soft. I'd say open your heart. When you are trying to create a new routine, you know, remember that it doesn't have to be 100% perfect from day one. One of my favorite things to do for Pittas is to schedule unscheduled time. So if you live your life by your calendar all the time, well then say, okay, maybe Sunday, I'm not going to schedule any appointments, friends, anything between 12 and 5. I'm going to let that time be free and do what it is that feels good to me as the moment happens. I'm not going to pre-plan it. I have an entire blog post about this. I call it a blog post about time addiction, so you can share it there. I'll also link to it in the show notes. But for Pittas, this is a super important piece of allowing some unscheduled time to be with yourself, to be soft, to learn some flexibility, and this will be really helpful for the rest of your day. So again, if you're like checklist manifesto, that's your deal, remember that creating new rigid rules might not be what you need, but actually learning some flexibility within them can be a really powerful routine to set up. On the other hand, for kapha dosha, so if your kapha dosha is more, it's ruled by earth and water, and people with kapha dosha don't always love creating routine. They do like some of that flexibility, and they can get into bad habits really quickly. And so for kapha dosha, they might need a little more strictness about their routine creation. So for example, if you're trying to do workouts, you know, kapha could be pretty quick to say, you know, I'm a little tired, I should stay home. You know, it's kind of raining outside, maybe I won't go today. And for people with kapha, that's sometimes the voice that they need to ignore. Sometimes it's a voice that says, you know what, I really need to get going. I really need to get myself moving. And even though I don't feel like it now, I will feel better once I do it, and so let me get to it. Again, for a pitta, you might say, no way, Jose. Like, if they're not feeling it, they need to soften. They need to get more flexible with themselves and be willing to skip something every once in a while. For kaphas, they actually need to sometimes ignore that voice that says stop and actually keep moving and get themselves going. For vatas, so vatas are ruled by air and ether, and they have a lot of movement. We live in a very vata world where we are multitasking, very busy, always around and moving. And so for vatas, what I say is with your daily routines, don't think of them usually as another thing on your checklist, another to-do, another have-to-do, but rather allow yourself to find refuge and solace in those routines. Allow yourself to soften into them, to slow, and to see them as self-care. So, for example, making dinner, which is something that can feel really stressful to a lot of people based on your time and what's going on. Well, instead of going about this as, oh my gosh, I gotta make dinner, it's another thing, okay, let me do this, and I'll listen to this podcast, and I'll try to answer emails, and we'll get it done. No. Like, say, okay, you know what? It's gonna take me 20 minutes to make dinner, so I'm gonna sit here, and I'm gonna cut some vegetables, right? My job is to be here and make dinner and to not get all up into all of this activity, but rather to slow down and to see this as self-care. So this is all based on what your mind-body type is and how you currently go through our routines. But when you create routines with this eye to what your actual constitution is, this routine creation will actually become a comfort for you rather than a stressor for you. So again, for vatas, slow it down, unitask, not multitask, and see the routines, the to-dos as self-care. For kaphas, get on it, get strict, really keep moving. And for pittas, create some unscheduled time. Get flexible, know, and let go of the fact that it's not always going to happen exactly as you want it to happen. I would love to hear about your dosha and how you want to create routines that'll better support your health. Please send me a message over on Instagram. I'm at BeHappyHealthyHuman. Or if you're interested more in my work that I do with coaching and yoga, please do check out BeHappyHealthyHuman.com. Thank you so much for listening, for being part of this community, sending you lots of love and light here today. And the light in me very does humbly bow to that same light in each one of you. Have a good one.